From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russian passenger plane crashed near Moscow soon after takeoff, killing 71 on board. Investigators said they were looking at all possible causes. Temperatures were around minus 5 degrees Celsius, with periodic snowfall when the Antonov 148, which was operated by Saratov Airlines, took off for the city of Orsk, which is about 1,500 kilometers southeast of Moscow. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country had dealt severe blows to Iranian and Syrian forces inside Syria and would continue to combat any further aggression. The weekend raids came after Syrian air defenses shot down an Israeli fighter jet. It all began with an alleged Iranian drone entering Israeli airspace. David Lesh is a Middle East scholar at Trinity University.
The Israelis, for a while, when they look across the Golan Heights, that is the border between Syria and Israel, they tend to see not Syria, they tend to see Iran. And if that's the case, Israel is going to take action, not going to hesitate to take military action against what they deem as a threat to their interests.
U.S. supports the Israeli airstrikes. Egyptian security forces killed 12 militants, arrested 92 in a continuing crackdown in the Sinai. It's all part of a campaign to crush Islamist insurgents blamed for a string of attacks, including a mosque where 300 people died. Separatist fighters in Cameroon killed 3 soldiers, wounded 4 others during an attack in the English-speaking southwest. Separatists have killed 25 soldiers and policemen in raids over the past year. This is VOA News. British government is warning charities and humanitarian relief organizations it will withdraw public funding if they fail to establish effective internal reviews to prevent and investigate sexual predatory behavior and abuse by their aid workers. Warning comes in the wake of disclosures that one of the country's biggest charities, Oxfam, failed to disclose its dismissal in 2011 of senior aid workers who paid local prostitutes, some likely underage, for sex parties in Haiti in the wake of a devastating earthquake that killed more than 200,000 people. Oxfam chief Mark Goodring.
I think at the time, Oxfam took serious and immediate action, and it was open. Oxfam was actually proactive in going to the British public, the Department for International Development, and the Charity Commission to explain that there had been serious misconduct and we'd taken action.
Charity Commission says such allegations risk undermining public trust in charities. Pacific island of Tonga in a state of emergency today as it prepares for Cyclone Geeta. Storm currently at a Category 4. Forecasters say it could reach a Category 5 by the time it strikes Tonga today. Residents can expect soaking rains and winds that will exceed 200 kilometers per hour. Speaking with the Washington Post newspaper on a flight back to Washington from the Olympics, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says the United States and South Korea have agreed on terms for further diplomatic engagement with North Korea. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has invited South Korean President Moon Jae-in to come to Pyongyang at his earliest convenience. Christine Lagarde, the managing director of the International Monetary Fund, says the sharp swings in global financial markets, those of the past few days, are not worrying since economic growth is strong. However, she did have a warning.
I'm reasonably optimistic because of the landscape that we have at the moment, but I'm ringing not the alarm signal, but the strong encouragement and warning signal that things must be done and we cannot just sit back and wait for growth to continue as normal.
Lagarde speaking at a conference on global business social trends in Dubai. Latest from the Olympics, Canada, that's it, locked into gold in the figure team skating event. The stellar performances by Patrick Chan and Gabriel Dalman. Chan landing 2 quads early in the free skate on his way to finally winning the Olympic gold. Get more on the Olympics and all else at voanews.com or go to the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.